Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The left fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki strikes out. There goes Leach. The throw from Simmons to Yount, and Leach is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell scores. Herndon moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Leach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Leach. Manning moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 2 in the game. Brouhard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. One out. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Telmin now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a line drive into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Brouillard hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Tellman fields it and throws to first for the out. Leach moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.